Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean continues here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse, and we continue our conversation in the couple minutes that we have remaining in this segment about what to do if you are approached by a police officer on the street.
And the number one thing that you have to know is that they will sometimes continue to ask you questions to get you answer them and not answer your direct question, which is, am I being detained? And what I tell people to do is say, well, then, officer, since you haven't answered me, I'm presuming I'm not being detained, that I'm free to go, and begin walking away.
And that's not being disrespectful, right?
That's absolutely not being disrespectful. It's no different than if, you know, if I ask you if you want to stay longer to visit at my house, and you go, no, I'm all set, I have to go now.
Okay.
You know, that to me is, that's asserting your rights. And it's no different than if I ask you what color undergrunders you have on. Okay. That's a question that you are not obligated to answer. And so I tell people, just because someone asks you a question, you're not obligated to answer most questions. And if, for example, they ask you a question that you're uncomfortable about or uncertain about, that's the point to ask for an attorney or to just disengage. But here's the thing that most people don't understand. If you decide to have a conversation with them, okay, and you think that midway through the conversation you're going to leave, you likely have given them enough information that they're going to insist you stay. And then you get into a battle of wills. Do you assert your rights to a lawyer, what you do? So I tell people, you likely don't know what the police officer is looking for. That cop could be looking for any of a million things. And so I, for one, don't get in the middle of a game when I don't know the rules. Because he knows what he's looking for. You have no clue. And I, for one, don't want to be suspect number one. It's called being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to worry about.
You know, has anyone ever heard of Barry Scheck and the Innocence Project? Of the amount of people who've been on death row who are legally not... or factually innocent, not just legally innocent, but factually innocent. They really and truly didn't do anything. And they were on death row. And so I, for one, don't want to get caught up in any charges. And people think that if you're innocent, you should talk to them. And I strongly, strongly disagree with that. I think that you should, you know, say, look, if you want to give me your card, that's fine. If not, let me call my lawyer right now, and we'll see what he or she has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the minute you mention the word lawyer, I always say it's like, you know, silver to vampires.
Oh.
they just go, because what happens is up to that point, they're in the driver's seat and they're controlling what you know and do, because the average person doesn't know the rules of the road or the rules of the game, and they're intimidated by police officers. Most people don't even have the wherewithal to say, you know, I really don't want to talk to you. I'd like to be on my way. Most people are afraid of police, and they won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they get involved in a conversation with them that they really don't want to have because they're afraid or intimidated, especially when the police say, look, if you don't let me search your car now, I'm going to keep you beside the road for the next hour till the drug dog gets here.
Oh, yes.
And the person thinks, God, I've got an appointment in 20 minutes. I'm going to be in big trouble with my boss if I don't get this done, whatever. And that, to me, is never a reason to consent. I mean, we all have appointments. We all have obligations. But the question is, are you going to give up your constitutional rights for expediency? And that's what people have to say.
We're doing it at the airports today, but that's another story.
they do that. I don't. I actually pretty much quit flying. I've flown once since.
I've sworn it off.
Yeah, it's just easier to drive. And I think if the majority of the people in the country would financially boycott the airlines, in other words, meaning just drive or forego trips, including businesses, okay, this country would virtually shut down, and the airlines, who have tons of power and money, would be on Congress's door saying, oh, no, oh, no.
That's right. Well, with that, Penny, I've got to run. Thank you very much for joining us again. We'll chat again next Tuesday at 10:25 here on Bulldog Live. In the meantime, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
230-9999.